Previous ages may not have had the wealth we enjoy. Their houses may have lacked electricity, and they squeezed their many kids into small homes without central heating. But those homes had no darkness, nor were they cold. They were lit bright with the glow of love, and they were warmed snugly by the very heat of the human heart. Parents, undistracted by the lust for luxury and status, accorded their children's primacy in their lives. As you all know, our two countries broke from each other over what Thomas Jefferson referred to as certain inalienable rights. While we Americans and British might dispute the justice of his claims, what was never in dispute is that children have certain obvious rights, and the gradual erosion of those rights has led to scores of children worldwide being denied the joys and security of childhood. I would therefore like to propose tonight that we install in every home a Children's Universal Bill of Rights, the tenets of which are: 1, the right to be loved without having to earn it; 2, the right to be protected without having to deserve it; 3, the right to feel valuable even if you came into the world with nothing; 4, the right to be listened to without having to be interested; 5, the right to be read a bedtime story without having to compete with the evening news or EastEnders.